From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is challenging lawmakers in Congress to do more to boost the creation of new jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president is going on the offensive during a bus tour of the Midwest.
President Obama says there's no shortage of ideas to help encourage hiring across the country, but he says lawmakers have been slow to act on proposals, including an extension of the payroll tax cut and new trade agreements. Mr. Obama says he cannot force reluctant members of Congress to act, but he's telling Midwestern voters their phone calls and letters can make a difference.
You've got to send a message to Washington that it's time for the games to stop. It's time to put country first.
Mr. Obama has also proposed a tax break for employers who hire veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Rural communities, like the ones he's visiting on this bus tour, are overrepresented in the nation's armed forces. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Decorah, Iowa.
Economic growth in the 17 countries that use the euro currency has declined. The main reason is that growth in Germany, Europe's largest economy, has slowed dramatically, edging up just 0.1% in the second quarter. That report is putting downward pressure on stock prices in Europe today. Al-Qaeda's new leader is calling on his followers to keep fighting the United States, despite the killing of Osama bin Laden. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the statement comes in a video posted on Islamist militant websites.
It was just a 12-minute video, the third dispatch from the Egyptian-born Ayman al-Zawahiri since June. Zawahiri said America was a criminal country that has corrupted the world. Chase America, he said in the video, the country that killed the leader of the Mujahideen and threw his body into the sea. Officials say they're less concerned about an attack from core al-Qaeda in the run-up to the 9/11 anniversary. Instead, their focus is on al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen and lone supporters of the group who might try to launch small-bore attacks in this country. Intelligence gleaned from the bin Laden compound earlier this summer indicated that al-Qaeda was keen to mark the 10th anniversary with another attack. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
In Wisconsin, two Democratic state senators are facing recall elections today. Marty Michelson, a member station WUWM, reports they're being targeted because they fled the state to delay a vote on the governor's bill to limit collective bargaining rights for public sector employees.
The measure was the subject of massive protests at the state capitol last winter. Today's two elections are the last in a string of recalls this summer. Four of six Republicans who supported the measure hung on to their seats last week to keep control of the Senate by a one-vote margin.
That's Marty Michelson reporting. Authorities in Southern California say they've recovered a small Rembrandt drawing that was taken from a luxury hotel over the weekend. The small pen and ink drawing is worth $250,000. This is NPR News from Washington. An independent panel of citizens in California has certified new political districts for the state. But John Myers of member station KQED reports those maps are likely to be contested.
California's Citizens Redistricting Commission drew districts for both the legislature and the state's congressional delegation. They are districts the men and women on the panel say are fair and crafted without an eye toward incumbents or political party. Most observers believe the maps will mean pickups for Democrats, and a handful of districts are now home to more than one incumbent. In Los Angeles, that could force a showdown between two powerful congressmen, Democrats Howard Berman and Brad Sherman. But the new political maps are already facing challenges. The California Republican Party is backing an effort to overturn the maps by a referendum vote of the people, and legal action is being considered by some groups to force the creation of more districts with a majority of Latino voters. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
A new study finds that training soldiers who are not medics to administer first aid on the battlefield can prevent deaths. About 90% of combat-related deaths occur before troops reach a medical facility. A regiment of Army Rangers was trained to do basic first aid, including the use of tourniquets to stop bleeding. Significantly fewer Rangers from that unit died from wounds compared to all troops fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dr. Russ Cotwall is with the Army's Special Operations Command.
If I teach that soldier to put on a tourniquet himself, or if I teach his buddy that's standing right next to him to put on a tourniquet himself and do that very quickly, then the chances are that he does not need as much resuscitation from me by the time he comes to me.
The study recommends all soldiers be given basic medical training. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.